Kian McCormack is here with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The murder of 17-year-old Kian Mulready Woods, whose remains were found in Dublin earlier this week and yesterday in a torched-out car, is covered extensively in the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail tells us that detectives believe they have found the location of the boy's murder, while the Irish Times says senior Garda officers were shocked by the brutality of the murder. The Herald's front page headline reads, "Hunt for Savage Killers." The Irish Daily Mirror has a photo of the boy with the headline, "Face of Tragic Narcos Death Teen." Other photos of the boy appear in other papers, including The Star and The Sun. Paul Williams writes in the Irish Independent that a love for cocaine has fueled this brutal descent into narco-terrorism. He says the events of the past few days are designed to instill fear and total silence in citizens who live in North Dublin or Drogheda. At the election, there's much coverage of the political party's policy positions on everything from Brexit, health and housing. But the focus of much of today's coverage is on what the Irish Times describes as a political row erupting after a homeless man was injured during a tent clearing operation on the Grand Canal in Dublin. It says housing and homelessness have been catapulted to the centre of the general election debate. "I didn't politicise homeless man's injuries," is the front page headline on the Irish Examiner. It says Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was forced into an embarrassing climb down after being accused of seeking to politicise the serious injuries to the homeless man. Earlier yesterday, the paper says, the Taoiseach had said he was concerned about the incident and called on the Fianna Fáil Lord Mayor of Dublin to account politically for it. The Irish Daily Mirror quotes the Taoiseach saying, "Our thoughts are with him," that's the injured man, "and we hope he makes a speedy recovery." In other stories, Carl O'Brien reports hundreds of junior and leaving cert students have been awarded grades based on estimates by their schools due to errors such as scripts being lost or candidates being given the wrong exam papers. Insurance makes the front page of the Irish Independent. Charlie Weston writes that the nursing home sector will be hit by a decision by a leading insurer to stop offering liability cover to businesses. Some nursing homes could be forced to close, the article says. The Belfast Telegraph reports on its front page that 128 reported sex crimes in Northern Ireland hospitals have been investigated by police in the last 3 years. Finally, the farmer tractor protest in Dublin is well covered in all titles. The papers say the protest continues today. "Farmers beef up protests," says the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Independent quotes farmers as saying their sector is in crisis and that the protest is over a number of issues, including beef prices, carbon taxes and securing the survival of rural Ireland. And the survival of rural Ireland is teased out in Justin McCarthy's editorial in the Irish Farmers Journal. In this piece, McCarthy says the next government must tackle what he describes as the economic divide between the vibrant multinational sector and the indigenous sector, of which agriculture is the largest part. "The rising economic tide has not lifted all boats," says McCarthy. "Large swathes of society have seen little in the way of a financial dividend from consecutive years of economic growth."